The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 32. Valerie took a long sip of the piña colada Chuck prepared for her. She tilted her head in the direction of the bar as a pair of police officers burst through the door in response to the 911 call. Bandana guy's body lay strewn over the counter. As they inspected the body, she approached one of the police officers.
"That lowlife was aiming to rob the place. He was holding a gun on the owner as I was walking up to the bar."
She held up the cocktail.
"Funny, you know? I was about to ask, what's the holdup for my drink? Get it? The holdup?" She chuckled. "I knew something was going down by the look on Shonda's face. I just knew there was a gun involved. Call it instinct. Anyway, I pulled my little Colt out of my purse, got the scumbag's attention, and when he turned around, I shot him."
She pulled a tiny pearl-handled pistol out of her purse. "This little beauty was a gift from my daddy for my 18th birthday. He used to take me out on the shooting range. It was our father-daughter bonding time. I take it with me everywhere I go. You never know when you're going to need to defend yourself." She grinned.
"I'm a card-carrying member of the NRA, she nodded proudly.
The officer didn't act impressed.
"You got a license for that pistol?"
"Sure do."
"I'll have to take the gun for evidence, ma'am. We'll need to match it against the bullet."
She handed it over to another officer who dropped it carefully into a plastic bag.
"You say the assailant had a gun?"
"He sure did."
She pointed to the gun that had dropped from Bandana Guy's hand to the floor. It had slid under the bar, but the muzzle was still partly visible. The officer motioned for his partner to collect it for evidence. The officer looked over at Shonda, who was standing quietly by the kitchen door.
"You all right, ma'am?"
"Ha-ha,"
she whispered.
"Do you attest that you were in a life-threatening situation?"
He was pointing his gun at me."
She looked over at Val, who nodded encouragingly.
"She saved my life."
"Do you recognize the assailant? Do you know him?"
"No, I've never seen him before."
The older of the two officers interjected.
"Looks like a random holdup to me. A lot of these guys target small businesses who don't have a lot of security. I'd bet he's got a record a mile long. Let's take this evidence to the lab and get the coroner in here to retrieve the body."
He turned to Valerie.
"Ma'am? If you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to come with us to the station. Nothing to worry about, just routine questioning."
Valerie smiled.
"Happy to oblige,"
she responded, as she walked to the entrance of the Shangri-La Cafe in the company of the two officers. She paused before passing through the door to wave and wink at Shonda. Chuck put his arm around his boss and sighed.
"That's one hell of a woman. I think I'm in love."
Shonda found herself laughing at the comment. It was exactly what she needed to break the tension.
"I believe you and Valerie would make a great couple. I know she's single. Why don't you ask her out?"
"I believe I might just do that. But for now, let's get this place cleaned up and go home."
He noticed Shonda's lost expression as she looked at the bloody mess all over the bar and paused.
"Actually, you go on home and get some rest. Leave the cleanup to me. You've been through enough already."
"Are you sure?"
"I'm sure. Go on home. When you come back tomorrow, I'll have the place looking like nothing ever happened."